With your eyes closed and focusing on your breathing, begin by shifting your weight so your body is supported and comfortable. Let your hands rest comfortably somewhere on your abdomen or legs. And now feel the rise of your body when you breathe in. And then feel how it flattens or settles back down as you breathe out. As you breathe in and out again, allow the breath out to send warm energy to any part of your body that is tense or sore or tight, allowing yourself to gently move to a proper level of tightness for you. You can feel that breath going to all the tight places, warming and loosening, so that more and more and deeper, you feel that drifting down feeling again, that effortless calmness and letting go, so that you can allow that part of you that is powerful, wise, energetic, and relaxed to just be in charge as you simply relax. In this relaxed place, allow yourself to just curl up, taking a moment to nurture yourself. In this relaxed place, it's safe to totally relax, allowing all worries or random thoughts, things to do, places to be, people to attend to just wait for a few minutes while you nurture yourself. Perhaps you will allow yourself to again clear your mental screen and prepare yourself for new visions. You can allow your muscles to become even more warm and relaxed. And taking another gentle breath in and exhaling, clear your mind, releasing any leftover tension. If thoughts come to you while you are relaxing or imaging, allow them to simply pass through, like the wind through the branches of a tree. When you are done here, you will remember all you need to. But for now, clear your mind, prepare your body for complete healing and complete control. Your knee is beginning to feel good, more normal in size and yet sensitive to a lot of external stress or torque you may place on it. This is good because the sensitivity is a good sign that all the nerves and muscles are working just as they should. You still feel some pressure inside the knee, perhaps near the kneecap, but this is normal and natural. The swelling you experience is protective and nurturing for your knee. As you are relaxed and thinking about your healing, allow yourself to focus completely on both knees. Permit yourself to feel how your unaffected knee feels as you sit or lie there quietly. It probably feels smaller and cooler inside than your affected knee. It may feel more supple and strong. However it feels, allow yourself to focus on your affected knee, comparing it to your unaffected knee. Permit yourself to transfer this healthy, strong feeling to your affected knee. Allow the non-affected knee to advise and consult your affected knee. telling it that this is how it is to look and to feel and to move. Take a moment to allow this to happen now, quietly, almost without your even thinking about it. Perhaps letting yourself drift away for just a minute to a beautiful place of your choosing. You are stronger and healthier every day, and in a very short time you will be stronger than you ever were. Your new ligament is incredibly strong and thick. You may or may not find that there is still some resistance when you bend and flex your leg. And again, this is normal and natural. Even if you have to coax your leg to stretch that last bit by gently pulling back against your leg when it is bent, or pushing gently down when it is out straight in front of you. If you feel resistance, there is nothing wrong, for your ligament can bend easily. In your mind, you can see and feel this stretching every time you actually flex and extend your knee. Just as it feels good to you to stretch in the morning when you wake. It feels so good to your entire leg to extend and flex. The more your ligament stretches, the more easily you will move through your range of motion, now that it is firmly entwined in your bones, anchored and an integral part of your body. In fact, if you extend and flex your knee when you exhale, you can relax physically and mentally right into that stretch, becoming even more flexible, perhaps, than you ever were before. For the next few minutes, I would like you to indulge yourself with a picture of yourself as you look at home doing what you do there, at work, at school, inside the house, outside, outdoors, everywhere. You are moving and working and playing, completely healed and performing at your peak. As you see and feel this in your mind, take particular notice of your surroundings. What are you doing? What are you wearing this time? How do you look? What expression is on your face? How does your body feel? Who is with you? You are happy, lively, content. You are in complete control, and you are deciding what you can and cannot, or want or do not want to do. And so for now, before you allow yourself to drift up completely to wakefulness, it might be useful for you to take this opportunity to think about what you've experienced. Perhaps an image, or an understanding, or thought, or feeling. And trust that you can use any insights later on, perhaps later today, or any other day in the future. And as you bring your focus back to your breathing, notice how quietly and easily you are breathing automatically without effort. You are quite aware of the feel of your body against whatever you're resting on, and very aware of the sound of my voice. Any sounds in the room, or outside the room. And now, as you come to complete wakefulness, you may open your eyes when you are ready, with a confident anticipation, feeling stronger, peaceful, and centered.